University of Jamestown football team kept momentum going following their 13-10 homecoming win last weekend, and they gave Doan everything they could handle on the road Saturday in Crete, Nebraska. But it was Doan winning 28-21. The Jimmies led 21-14 with 6:13 left to play, but Doan would score two touchdowns in the final 4 minutes, including this touchdown by Jermaine Darrelgene with just 8 seconds to go that won the game.
Motion Wasserman across. They're going to give it to Darrelgene. Right side run inside the five, and he walks into the end zone. Touchdown as Jordan Olson misfired on the edge. Darrelgene walks in with 8 seconds left, and Doan takes a 27-21 lead.
The Jimmy defense held the Doan offense to just 18 yards of total rushing, and 17 of those came on the final drive. Jamestown falls to 1-6 on the season. They're at number one Morningside on Saturday. The Valley City State football team fell behind 7-0, but then rattled off 35 unanswered against winless Presentation to win a road game yesterday in Aberdeen, 35-7. They did it all without star running back Louis Quinones. Jalen Pfeiffer threw for 228 yards. Jake Peterson caught 107 yards worth of passes and also ran for 44. The Vikings are back in action on Saturday when they host Mayville State. We have some rare Monday night football across the state of North Dakota. We've got a handful of games for you on our network of stations. On ESPN Jamestown, the Blue Jays will take on number one Century. That begins at 5 p.m. tonight. On KOVC, it's Valley City against Devil's Lake. That'll start at 7. Oaks will take on Northern Cass. That's on KDDR at 6 o'clock. You can find the complete schedule of games tonight on our website, newsdakota.com. Click on Sports and then Sports Schedule. Reporting for ESPN Jamestown, I'm Steve Linsmeyer.